What's happening, porny people? Welcome back. Thank you for joining me again. Last time we covered your tech setup to get started recording, and we talked about DAWs and where to find SFX. But without something to record, then this whole scintillating experiment would be pointless. So this part covers script types, where to find them, performance tips, and sex noises. So let's talk about scripts. I'm assuming you've consumed some delicious morsels of audio porn already, so you're likely very familiar with a few different types of content on the usual platforms. A few tags and flares you've likely seen are things like script fill, script offer, improv, and ramblefap. First, you need to decide what kind of content you're comfortable making. Maybe you'd prefer to make up the sexy as you go along. Maybe you just want to talk about your dirty fantasies while fucking yourself. Maybe you want to do all of the above. Maybe you want to do a narrative. It's completely up to you. For the purposes of this part, I'm going to focus on script fills because I almost exclusively do script fills. I feel much more comfortable that way. And yes, I'm including my own scripts in this category. I need to have everything written out or I will just sit there and giggle for 20 minutes. So, fantastic scripts and where to find them. How to find something to record. There are a few different ways to find script offers, but the first thing I recommend is joining the various audio subreddits and filtering by flair whenever possible, so only the script offers come up. I have a list in the body of the post of places to find scripts, and then there's a couple of search tools that have been created by members of the community that you can also use to find different scripts. If you come across a script that you really love, I highly recommend you follow the writer, because then when they post things, you'll see it in your feed. Plus, writers are an integral part of the community, and they deserve your support. As far as script types, there are two major ones you'll find floating around, narrative and action. That's what I call them. I don't know if they have like other names that people call them, but narratives usually describe what's happening. And they don't usually include sex noises and moaning, but they can. They're more like you're reading a sexy story, like I walk up to you and run my thumb across your lips or something like that. And then the action ones, you find a lot of. On the usual places. They include like one-sided conversation and the moaning and the sexy times and all of that. When I first started, I was too nervous to try moaning into my mic, so I pick narratives a lot. They can be really, really beautiful and they're immersive and a lot of people enjoy them. And they absolutely have a place on GWA. I know some people feel like they don't, but they do. They are typically less popular in terms of upvotes than action scripts, but not always. So you have to make what makes you happy. And if it's sexy, people will find it. The main goal of doing this is to pick something you'll enjoy recording. Sowing the seeds of script-filled doubt. Should you even bother filling one? Okay, so you found a script you love. You want to perform it. Then you notice that someone who's been doing this longer has been tagged in the comments by someone else. Or maybe they commented that they're going to fill the script and you think, well, forget that. Why would anyone want to listen to me when Captain Giant Dick McPopular is going to record this? Stop that shit right there. Whatever size platform someone might have on Reddit, whatever their success outside of it in terms of monetization, in this space we are all amateurs. And even if we weren't, your voice deserves to be heard as much as anyone else's. So, you love the script, and so does McPopular? Cool. You have similar tastes? That's awesome. And you can both fill it, because each of you will bring something unique to the table. I mean, half the time people get tagged in or comment they're going to fill something, life happens, and they don't end up doing it for months. So don't let it stop you from recording anyway. And trust me, when I say the writers always want lots of fills, they really fucking want lots of fills, including yours. Stay on the scene like a sex machine. Performance and sex noises. The meaty bits. When you're performing your chosen script, do what feels right to you. You can practice if you want to. You can just cold read and hope for the best. You can play around and see what works best for you. And remember, too slow down. One of the most common mistakes I made starting out was being nervous and talking too fast, which, I mean, you know, in this context, this is just how I talk, so deal with it. But if you're doing like a more action script, you want to leave some time for the imagined responses of the listener. If it's a narrative, you want to like leave some time for the listener to sink into the immersion and to process what you're saying. So it's not a race. But beyond that, like do whatever feels right to you. Remember that you can edit or redo anything that didn't come out right. So just take your time. Try not to be too nervous. The only way to develop your own style is to keep at it and try new things until you're comfy. So, to come or not to come. Whether or not you choose to record yourself having an actual orgasm when filling a script is up to you and your comfort level. There's no right or wrong way to go about this part. I mean, like, no one can tell. It's called acting. Foley me harder, Daddy. The magic of audio sex. If you'd like to preserve the magic of listening to my audios, turn back here. Generally speaking, the art of actually making the type of audios I do isn't as sexy as the end result. But if you're curious or you need some advice, please continue. So, for kissing, I kiss the side of my hand just above my thumb knuckle, and then occasionally I will kiss the top of my thumb. I give wet, open mouth kisses, and I use my tongue to try to make them sound as realistic and noisy for the mic as possible. For blowjobs, I used to suck my fingers until recently. Now I sit at my desk and noisily slurp on a dildo. I record these sounds as part of the performance because you can't beat delivering lines with a cock in your mouth. But you can also do like B-roll or add extra sounds if you want to. Cunnilingus. Putting your thumb and index finger together and then licking the slit is good. And make sure to really slurp. I also usually try to move my tongue around inside my open mouth to make it sound like even wetter. Some people use fruit. I was reading a post somewhere on Reddit, probably backstage, but some people use like peaches and things like that. So, you know, if you want to like have a snack, then why the fuck not? For spanking, I usually use a slapping sound that I downloaded, but you can also smack your forearm or your thigh, or if you have somebody in your house with you, you can smack their ass. So yeah, that part's easy. Wet noises. I'm new to this, so I could be wrong, but I've had really great success with KY jelly and hand lotion. And my stunt cock. I jerk it off into the mic while listening to the performance so I can line up the thrusts and the moaning. You can experiment with hand positions to see which one's best for you. But the way that I usually do it is I have one hand. You can hear my chair again. I really need to oil this thing. I have one hand at like the base, and then the other hand is like closer to the tip, and I almost hold them like I'm riding a bicycle. So I just sort of like make sure to really squelch around the top of the actual like the dildo. So it's not so much like I'm thrusting or trying to mimic the actual movement of like P and V sex, but I'm definitely trying to make it sound like that's what I'm doing. I've also recently been told that using like aloe vera gel or aloe makes really good noises, and it's cheap. So you can play around, and I'm sure there other people have tons of advice. You can find all kinds of different posts about this, but yeah, don't be afraid to like experiment. Worst case scenario, you'll have a laugh at how terrible it sounds. Also, as a side note, I don't know if anybody else does this, but when I'm editing, I will pitch down the wet sounds so that they don't sound quite so tinny. I don't know if that's like my recording space or my mic or what it is, but that's usually what I will do. So the end goal is to make things sound real. So don't worry about feeling totally ridiculous about sitting alone in your recording space, making out with your hand and slapping your own arm, because that's art, baby. In the next part, I'm going to talk about getting verified, tagging, crafting a post, and the controversial subject of post etiquette. I hope you found this helpful. If you have any other tips, tricks, or you want to sound off, you know where to go. Down to the comments. Okay? I'll see you next time.